What up, guys? Your boy's FTB Nelly in the building. Got my home team Jazz in the building. Shout out to my co-host over here, Ali.
What's going on?
We outside with it, man. Let's get it going now. So, Jazz, talk to me about like the steps of, you know, your homeland coming up. You know, let's get it started from the beginning, right? Your home team with it.
So, I'm from the Bahamas. I grew up in the Bahamas, watching my grandma play softball. My grandma was a professional softball player. She played for the National Bahamas team until she was like 55 to 60. And bro, like she was my idol. She was my superhero, watching her go to the park, like everybody cheering for her, everybody saying like, bro, that's your grandma? Bro, she's the best player out there. And, you know, like, you know, you wanna do what your parents did, especially when they're that kind of person, you know what I mean? Like everybody always talked about my grandma highly and everything. And I mean, me watching her myself, like, she was a beast, bro. Come on.
Were you guys
super close?
Super close to this day. I talk to my grandma every day.
Every day.
Every single day. She tells, most of it is criticism. Don't get it wrong
as
now.
It should, right?
It's criticism because she's still my baseball coach. Mm-hmm. Like, she ain't going nowhere. She watches every game, talks to me before and after every game. So, I mean, she the GOAT.
She the GOAT.
How often you get to see her, like, go back home?
Probably, like, every month. She comes over every month during the season, and then I'll probably miss a month of seeing her because, like, after the season, I go sleep for, like, a month. It ain't nothing else to do. Yeah. Polar bear.
Hibernate lifestyle. So tell me the difference from, you know, coming from the Bahamas, you know, you're an island boy coming into the States. You know, obviously, it's a different world, different realm, travel ball life, you know, when you're with me and FTV and whatnot, going from that transition to the next step. You good?
For me, when I first came over to the U.S., it wasn't really foreign to me because I had three little sisters over here, and I'd be visiting them, like, every break I had in the Bahamas of, like, not having school or whatever, fly over here to my dad, go see my sisters, all that stuff. So I was always in the U.S.
How did Kansas treat you?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't like Kansas at all. Sorry.
I was raised in Missouri.
Oh, so you mad? She mad.
So it's one and the same, but you went to high school there.
Yeah, in Wichita.
Okay, tell me about that.
Ooh, the funny part is
private school, like
private school.
Okay.
Uniform and all. Oh. Barely wore the uniform, but uniform and all. Like everybody wearing their button up, like white long sleeve shirts and like their black slacks, and I'm in joggers in our school.
Big drip.
You know, I've been dripping from high school, guys. Been dripping from high school. Ain't doing all that. I gotta look good.
You get dress coded, or they just let you wear what you want?
Well, once it looks kind of the same, you know, you could pull off some joggers that look like pants, and then you got the school hoodie. What you gonna tell me about my school hoodie? You know what I'm saying? So that's I got away with that like every day. And you got to wear whatever shoes you wanted.
But there, like, you go. I mean,
I ain't gonna lie, the Asians in our school was lit, bro. They had Balenciagas before anybody had them. They were hard. Louis V's, bro. Like, they were hard.
So there are kids from, like, everywhere?
Oh, our team, I mean, our school only had, like, we were 10% American.
Oh, wow.
We were 90% foreign exchange students, but the other 10% was American. So we had more foreign exchange students in our school than Americans.
That's crazy.
I think we had the same amount of Bahamians in the school as Americans. There's only like 25 Americans or something like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy, honestly. So wait, is that where your shoe fetish started right there, bro?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Right there?
I think it was before that because my dad was a big, like, he was like crazy for shoes. Like, he would get me shoes. He was working in Foot Locker and all that stuff.
You had like 200, 300 right now, right? You got to be up there tuning you out.
I mean, honestly, I probably took about 40 from my dad's closet before him, you know what I'm saying? I probably gave a couple back by now, but like, I took a couple out of his closet when I first like signed my professional contract. You know, I had to look good going to the field.
I mean, hope so.
I mean, I'm a pro. I had to look some type.
You got like a sneaker room?
Oh, I definitely have a sneaker room.
Yeah.
Only shoes. Only. And like, probably like a TV for
What's
a video
your favorite,
game.
Favorite shoe? If you had to pick.
I'm probably wearing them.
What you got on?
I got on my ones. These are hard. These are just hard. I don't think nothing's harder than these.